From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Doug Nadvornik. This is March 24th, 2026. A 10-year-old Washington law requires owners of commercial buildings to make their properties more energy efficient. That will be an expensive proposition for Spokane County, which wants the city of Spokane to help it pay a big chunk of that bill. Idaho is joining nearly 40 other states that are seeking to protect their own laws regarding sports betting. They're challenging the federal government, which says it can override those state laws. The penny is going the way of the dodo bird. The question is, how do you refund customer change if there are no pennies? A new law guides building owners in Washington about rounding up or rounding down when it comes to giving change. And in central Washington, immigrants who have applied for U.S. citizenship and followed the prescribed process are running into unexpected delays. Reporter Johanna Bejarano tells us more. Those stories coming up on SPR News Today. The deadline for Washington's Clean Buildings Act is coming up quick. The law that passed 10 years ago put energy efficiency mandates on commercial buildings. That's putting major pressure on Spokane. Spokane County estimates it will need to spend at least $20 million to bring its antiquated public safety campus into compliance with the Clean Energy Law by 2028. Deputy City Administrator Maggie Yates says the county is now asking the city to foot about half the bill.
Lease space or have shared costs for space at the county campus and the public safety building and the court annex. The county has indicated that they will pass through clean energy upgrades to the city at around $10.8 million.
The city is asking the county if it can pay in installments because it doesn't have enough cash to pay up front. In addition to being inefficient, the public safety campus is also too small for the city and county's needs. It doesn't have enough courtrooms or offices. That slows processing times and puts judges, attorneys, and clients at risk. The maximum penalty for not complying with the Clean Buildings Act in time is $840,000 per building. As pennies leave circulation, cash transactions in Washington will look a little different, as SPR's Eliza Billingham reports.
Say goodbye to super specific totals. Anyone paying in cash in Washington will be rounded up or down to the nearest 0 or 5 cents. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson signed a bill Monday eliminating the need for pennies in the state. Transactions ending in 1, 2, 6, or 7 cents will be rounded down. Those ending in 3, 4, 8, or 9 will be rounded up. That's only for cash payments, though. Electronic payments like credit or debit cards won't be affected. According to the Federal Reserve, people still pay with cash about 14% of the time. Researchers say it's possible a so-called rounding tax could cost Americans millions of dollars each year, with a larger impact on lower-income consumers. I'm Eliza Billingham, reporting.
Idaho is joining a 39-state coalition against the Federal Commodity Futures Trading Commission. During a current lawsuit between Crypto.com and the state of Nevada, the Federal Commission claims it can override state sports betting laws. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador says states like Idaho that choose to ban sports betting would be prevented from enforcing those bans under the federal government's theory. The commission is arguing that what most people call bets on Crypto.com or Kalshi are legally considered swaps. Congress gave the federal agency final authority over swaps to regulate Wall Street after the 2008 financial crisis. Labrador and the coalition say Congress never clearly authorized the federal agency to regulate sports betting when it granted authority over Wall Street swaps. Washington is part of that coalition, too. That lawsuit is currently being argued in the U.S. Court of Appeals. Idaho Republican lawmakers who are hoping to criminalize the use of state-segregated bathrooms by transgender people are close to accomplishing their goal. Yesterday, a state Senate committee passed the bill along party lines. If their proposal becomes law, a person could serve up to a year in jail or 5 years in prison, depending on the circumstance. Robert Gillis, a city council member in the city of Eagle, said separating bathrooms by sex is an age-old concept that needs to be maintained. Boise resident Carolyn Blackhurst says her transgender godson recently moved out of Idaho because of the hostile political climate, and she rejects the argument that the bill is in the best interest of women.
I am a woman, a Sunday school teacher, a godmother, and a grandma, and I am not afraid to share a bathroom with transgender women. I don't need protections for bathroom use.
If approved by the full Senate, the bill would go to Governor Brad Little's desk for consideration. As the Trump administration intensifies its immigration crackdown, the impact is reaching far beyond the border. Northwest News Network freelance reporter Johanna Bejarano explains how these policy shifts are creating a state of limbo for people who are following a legal process in the Northwest, including those who are nearly U.S. citizens.
In the Yakima Valley, Sofia Acosta, legal services manager with La Casa Hogar, gives a tour of their legal clinic.
Si tienen preguntas de la ciudadanía, ¿verdad? No saben si aplicar, los animamos a que vengan a una consulta aquí con nuestro equipo. Ya saben, en Perry Tech, La Casa Hogar.
If you don't know how to apply for citizenship, you have questions about applying, we can help you here, she says. People interested in applying for citizenship walk through the door to learn more.
Los esperamos.
Becoming a citizen in the U.S. is a years-long process. First, you have to have your green card. Then, you have to do a background check, take an exam, and pass an interview. But this year, she says, would-be citizens are dealing with even more challenges. Canceled naturalization ceremonies.
We did have a good amount that were canceled, which is alarming for us.
She says 18 ceremonies that were scheduled for January and February were canceled. Four have since been rescheduled.
We followed up and called USCIS for a good amount of these cases, and they said no, they're still on the wait list to get their appointment for their ceremony. It was just an internal issue.
She says it's not something she's seen happen before.
Not this amount ever. Maybe here like one or two, either because of the weather, cause a cancellation, or maybe some other factor, but never this many. This is definitely unprecedented.
For 74-year-old Avelino Gonzalez, December 12th was supposed to be the day he finally became an American citizen. Gonzalez is from Cuba, but has called the U.S. home since 1996. His naturalization ceremony was scheduled in Yakima, Washington. But the day before the event, his lawyer gave him the news. The ceremony was canceled.
It was as if I'd been splashed by a bucket of cold water.
His lawyer, Eilish Villamalon, with Central Washington Legal Aid, says there was no formal letter or explanation from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Months later, it has still not been rescheduled.
Really, all you can do is wait. There's no kind of appeal process right now because the ceremony's just been canceled.
Gonzalez says he feels canceling his ceremony is unfair.
Bastante injusto, según tengo entendido.
It's quite unfair. I can't wrap my head around it, but we have to adapt to the system and follow the orders we're given.
Villamalon says being from Cuba might have played a part. It's on a list of dozens of countries the Trump administration deemed high risk.
Those folks' process basically are being stopped. So not just for citizenship, but also for work permits or green cards or for asylum process.
But Sofia Acosta at La Casa Hogar says the ceremonies she's seen canceled involve individuals of Mexican nationality. Mexico is not on that list. In a written statement, USCIS spokesperson Matthew Trageser said the previous administration was, quote, rubber stamping applications. He says the agency is now doing a more rigorous vetting process. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.
SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Eliza Billingham, James Dawson, and Johanna Bejarano. The show is hosted and produced today by Doug Nadvornik. Thank you for listening. This is SPR News.